we have known light and dark. We have seen all objects of the world. We have known good and bad. We have known all activities of our life. Thinking, memory, understanding, everything, it is not a consciousness. Consciousness it never change, it never come and go. That is the consciousness. Which you know, that is only the brain and intellect. Consciousness is beyond the mind. It is not your mind. Many genius persons in the world, they discovered many things, but they don't know the consciousness. They know only concentration. By the concentration, all scientists, they are discovering many, many items. But they don't know the consciousness. Consciousness, it is not your mind. It is not knowing, memory, remembering, light or dark, good, bad, all our life activities, everything only intellectual. Know any consciousness. It is not a consciousness. Consciousness peace, grace, the supreme power also, all are same. One who have consciousness that is the self. He is the self. Everybody has self in their hearts. Heart and self both are same. Why they don't know the self? Why they don't have consciousness? Always self is in all beings. Your mind covers the consciousness. Your mind overcame to the self. Then their life is going with the mind. Mind is life. Mind is world. Everything is mind. No consciousness. No consciousness in the mind, with the mind, by the mind. Consciousness that is the energy of Supreme. That is the grace of Guru. One who has self-realization consciousness possible by him or by the Supreme Power. So, one who surrendered heartfully, possible to him, to get consciousness. But that surrender by the grace only. You can get anything in the world by money or with the facing of so many troubles. But it is impossible to get consciousness with any objects of the world. With mind or body, impossible to get consciousness. Consciousness, your natural state. But since many lives, mind covered the your natural state of consciousness. Mind itself illusion. Consciousness is not an illusion. Illusion. Recognize this consciousness. So, the mind source only the consciousness, the self. Self springs from the self. After springing from the self, self became the mind with the attachment of the body. Then you are the body. Why? The energy which comes from your supreme energy attached with your body, then you are the body. Finish. Your life finish. Your practice finish. Your natural state finish. Why? You are the body, so you are the mind. Total life only to the body, total life only mind. Total life is illusion. You forget your natural state due to the body identification. So, where is wrong? No, anywhere. You don't know anything except body and the world. You know only world and body. Then if you try to know anything, mind knows. If you get any experience, if you go anywhere, only mind. Mind knows. Mind understanding. Mind is going. Mind is working. Mind is moving. Mind is changing. This is the life. But a total mind and world is not in deep sleep. Where are you? Where is the world? Where is your body? Where is your life? Where is your practice? Where is your knowing? So everything forgetfulness. No consciousness. Consciousness means there is a movie on the screen. Screen knows the movie. Consciousness can see your mind. Screen sees the movie. Movie is not a screen. Screen is not your movie. Screen is separate, movie is separate. Consciousness is separate, mind is separate. Consciousness, Self, Supreme Power, Heart, all are same. So, one who sees their mind separately, that is the consciousness. One who saw all thoughts separately, to the consciousness. No any involvement in those thoughts. No involvement in the mind, to the mind. That is the consciousness witness. Then you can recognize that witness is the supreme power. No change to that consciousness. Mind changes. Mind has moments. But the consciousness, no change. No any moment. Constant, it is constant. So no any attachment with you, with your mind. That witness is called consciousness or self. That is called Jnana, supreme knowledge, self-knowledge. It is not a thought, it is not your mind, it has no any form and name. One who has such consciousness then self-inquiry perfectly possible to that person only. Otherwise, you understand the self-inquiry, but it goes only within the mind, within the mind, within the mind. One who have consciousness that person's practice is going with the grace of supreme power only, not the mind. So that energy of supreme, the energy of the self, slowly, slowly burns your dualities, desires, jealousy, proud, ego, fear, greedy, everything, everything. Previous births, tendencies, desires, attachments, will be burned by that consciousness only. Otherwise, no any burning of your mind. consciousness is the supreme power, it burns. Total our lives, which are obstacle for self-realization, that energy burns. So just you watch your thoughts separately, don't involve them. Don't attach with your, don't have attachment with your mind and thoughts. Witness consciousness, pure heart, natural being, naturally. Self-energy works. It burns everything. So, be still. Stillness. Rest of the duty only to the Supreme Power, not your duty. Burning process is going very naturally. In that natural process, don't interfere in it. You don't interfere in it. No need your effort. No need your ideas. Stop. If you take practice in your hands, that is only mind. It doesn't know the real practice. Now, everybody have calm mind in your hearts. Don't lose your consciousness. If you lose your consciousness, that is the deep sleep. No thought affects in consciousness, in deep sleep also. But deep sleep leads you forgetfulness state. Consciousness leads you self-realization. Don't lose your consciousness. Be still.